91.3 FM KXCI Tucson, streaming online everywhere at kxci.org. This is the Homestretch. I'm Hannah Levine. So this morning, as I was putting together my show, I got a text message that I just kind of couldn't quite believe when I looked at it. And it was my boss, Kathy, saying, Peter Frampton wants to come in today. And guess what? He did.
Yeah, I was just wandering around and... And I thought I'd just pop by and say
I've heard about this Homestretch show. I just thought I'd pop in and see what's going on. No, you're playing at the Fox Theater tomorrow night, and you got into town a day early. This must be the start of your tour.
Yes, it is. Oh. And we've been doing some rehearsing, so it's always nice to take a day off and come out early and just feel the city before
yes,
you play it.
Relax.
So we don't get the chance to do that after the first date's over.
Then it's just work. Whirlwind.
Especially when it's somewhere like Tucson, which is so nice.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm glad that you're here early. You're touring behind a new release and you're doing an acoustic format.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about why you decided to go that direction?
Yeah. Both projects came together at once, really. It was, I never wanted to do either of the things I'm doing, releasing an all acoustic CD and doing all acoustic show. I thought I'll miss my Marshall amps and my Les Paul, you know. And we tried it out in October and did 12 shows on the East Coast, Northeast. And halfway through the first song, I realized it was a completely different vibe from the electric show.
Certainly.
And it was a communicative thing. And people were sitting forward in their seats.
Well, it's an exercise in vulnerability, I think, for both the audience and the artist when someone who's traditionally known in an electric format just goes down to that. You know, there's not really anything to hide behind. You got to have a dialogue going there.
Which is why I didn't want to do it.
Of course.
No, but I mean...
Where's my talk box?
Yeah, exactly. But I get the audience to sing the talk box and show me the way. So I tell them they'll be slightly humiliated, but it'll work.
Very good. Well, since it is International Women's Day, I'm sort of curious to ask you about a couple of different things. In your career in the 70s, you had sort of an interesting shift that happened behind, you know, being perceived as a traditional kind of like big rock guy to acquiring a whole huge female fan base. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of got thrown into the Tiger Beat heartthrob world. And it somewhat changed people's perceptions for better or for worse. You know, if you ask me, I guess I don't think it's very fair, but it seemed like you were then framed differently by the industry because you had this burgeoning female fan base. Is that an accurate sort of assessment of how things shifted?
Well, yes, because first and foremost a musician, and then my parents were good looking people, mm-hmm. so I turned out pretty good too. So in a way was a drawback. Because I was trying to be a serious musician, mm-hmm. and I think the album When Comes Alive came out, I don't think that many people were aware of what I looked like until mm-hmm. the aftermath of that.
Right.
And when the album had, commanded all these magazines, front covers and everything, then all of a sudden everything started to shift to this pop star,
right.
teen.
And they saw the shimmering locks and all that stuff. Yeah. Well, I just think that's interesting because, you know, it speaks a lot to definitions of what is masculine and feminine and what's accepted back in those days. Because I personally think it's, you know, it's great that you had a bunch of female fans and that shouldn't make you any less of a serious musician. I just think it's an interesting way that, you know, sort of bleeds into that arena.
Yes, I do. I like the way you're going there. I like the way you're thinking. But the problem being is that a pop star's career, I've said this before, but a pop star's career is 18 months.
Right. Yeah, it also has that built-in expiration date in that
and
consumer
a musician
culture.
Is a lifetime.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
So once you get into that, and I'd already been part of that in a group in England before Humble Pie called The Herd, same thing happened there. But then I left that band because to get rid of that, to join form Humble Pie with Steve Marriott. And we just didn't bathe or anything and didn't shave and, you know, made horrible noises and just were just ugly people. And then they had to like the music. So
very good. What were some of the women, or what currently are some of the women that are really valuable and influential in your life?
Oh, well, I've lost the one that was most influential in my life, obviously, which was my mother.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, my children, and the wives that I have had.
More than one, you say?
Yeah, more than one. You know, but every relationship I've had has been great. There's not one that I would say, you know, I wish that hadn't happened. I mean, you can't go back and change anything anyway. But I have three wonderful children, and I'm very lucky, you know. So, and I have my youngest is Mia. She's 20 2 days ago, and she was the girl in Bridesmaids that got Kristen fired in the argument. She's a little actress.
Oh.
She's the one that when they have the little argument in the store. Well, that's my daughter Mia when she was 14.
Congratulations.
So. Yeah, so she's at college now out in California. My son's a guitar player. He's going to be opening for us on the Acoustics Raw tour starting tomorrow, and so I get to see my son. And my other daughter, who's my oldest, who's 33, is a market editor, senior market editor at Elle Magazine. So she's living her dream. So I'm very lucky they're all doing what they want to do.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear it. I'm talking with the legendary Peter Frampton. He is in town for a concert tomorrow night at the Fox Tucson Theater at 7:30 p.m. Tickets can be found at foxtucson.com or by calling 547-3040. Thanks so much for coming by.
It's my pleasure.
We were talking a little bit before we went on the mic about your songwriting partner,
mm-hmm.
and you wanted to play a song that she had recently been involved with. Can you tell me a little bit about what we're about to hear?
Well, yeah, it's a he. Gordon is my my writing partner, and I met him 15 or 16 years ago, and he just had a huge hit. He'd co-written a song for Eric Clapton and Babyface called Change the World. And he'd also written for a lot of other people, but the lady of the day that I would like to name is Bonnie Raitt, and Gordon co-wrote the song that's the first release off the new album, which is phenomenal. It's called The Gypsy and Me. And I managed to, through Gordon, get a little email to Bonnie the other day, and we went backwards and forwards. I just, you know, mutual admiration, because she's just one of the finest lady guitar players. She took Lowell George's slide style from Little Feet and ran with it, you know. And she is just one of, and the voice is just a gift, you know. It's just one of those, there will only be one of those voices.
All right. So I'm talking with Peter Frampton, and we're going to hear a song that he selected by Bonnie Raitt. Tell me the name of the song again.
The Gypsy and Me.
Great.